No sub.
Alright. Okay, so our sugya for today is sugya of Chuppas Nida, and the corollary of Chuppas Sheinu Ruya Lebiya. So we saw the Shita Sarambam, quoted Paskind in Perakit Alacha Beis of Hilchas Ishus, but the Rambam says that if you do Nesuin on a Nida, Lo Gamru HaNesuin Vahari Karusa Dayin. Right, so Nesuin are incomplete, and she still is somewhat Arusa. So what's the source for the Rambam's Psak? What's the source that Chuppas Nida is not Kona? So many Rishonim point to the Gemara and Daphne and Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara there has a suffix whether Chibas Bia or Chibas Chuppah is Kone. The Gemara says, Im Timti Lomar, that it's Chibas Chuppah, if you want to say that it's Chuppah, which is Kone. So maybe you need Chuppah Ruya Lebiya. Right, so maybe it's not sufficient that you just have Chuppah alone. You need a Chuppah which sets the conditions for a Maisa Bia, for a valid Maisa Bia. The Rif and Daph Chuppah Bez Mebez and Daphia Rif. So he just finishes the Gemara, Hilkach Eno Kone. Okay, so because the Gemara is masupik about it, the Gemara says Im Timti Lomar, so Chuppah Sheinu Ruya Lebiya is not Kone. He doesn't qualify it. The Ran there is Medayik, that since the Rif says Eino Kone without qualification, L'chor it's L'chol Davar. Right, so the Nesuin is not effective at all. It's not effective for anything. The Ran himself disagrees. He asks from the Gemara in Yesh Chuppah L'psulos in Yivamos, which implies that even when there's an Iser Biya, the Chuppah is sufficient to passel the woman for Chuma. So the Ran says, therefore, Akarchok HaMatzviyat, the Gemara in Daf Nun Vav, is not about the effectiveness of the Chuppah, it's simply about the kinyin on the Tosefes Ksuva. Okay, it's the Isha Kone, the Tosefes, that the husband brought into the marriage, and the Gemara's Masubak about the Das of the husband. Did he have intention to be Makne for Bia, for Chibas Bia, in which case you need Chuppah Ruya Lebiya, or is Chibas Chuppah alone sufficient? The Rush in Parakei Simin Vav. So he tries to flesh out the Shitas Rambam further. Right? What would impel the Rambam to read the Gemara in Daphne and Vav and the Rif? To read the Gemara in Daphne and Vav is referring to the entire Chuppah and not merely to Tosefes Ksuva. Because the Raya is from Daf Beis at Arsugya. Because the Gemara said he gives Manavlo Nises and she's Pirsa Nida. So the Baal is not Chayiv Lahalos Lamizonos, Pater Mimizonos. Well, why is Pirsa Nida Ptur Mizonos? So the Rush says, the Rambam inferred from the Gemara, that clearly it's not a time that's Rai for Chuppah. It's not a time that's Rai for Nesuin. She's not Rai Lebiya. Okay, so if a Raya from Daf Beis, which tells you to read the Gemara in Daf and Vav as referring to the entire Nesuin, the entire Chuppah. How do you reject the Raya from Daf Beis? Right, how would the, let's say, the Ran and the Rush read the Gemara in Daf Beis? So they suggest simply that the Gemara is not telling you that it's ain't a Rai Lechuppah. The Gemara is just saying that the Baal has a chus that he could be Toveya, he doesn't want to be Machnis if she's in a Raya Lebiya. Okay, so it's not telling you anything about the effectiveness of the Chuppah, it's telling you about the right of the husband to only have a Chuppah when she's Chazi Lebiya. Right, the Rosh says, the husband could claim that everybody knows Kala Lamehi Nichnas al Chuppah. Everybody knows that a Kala is Nichnas al Chuppah Letzorach Biya. And we have to figure that out later. Why is that true? Right, if the Chuppah is totally effective, why does the Baal have this chus to claim that if she's not Raya Lebiya, he doesn't want to be Kones? Ad kidei kachet, the Gemara paters him from Achia Mizonos. Okay, so those are the two sources in the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav, and the Gemara on Daf Beis. What would be the rationale for Chuppah Sheinu Raya Lebiya not being Kone? What's the basis for, what's the svara for this psak of the Rambam? So we're going to give three explanations that pertain to the Maisa Nesuin, and two interpretations that pertain to the chalos of the Nesuin. Okay, so let's begin with the Maisa Nesuin. And that is that maybe a chuppah is defined as tchilas Maisa Bia. Okay, so the act of chuppah or Nesuin is defined as the beginning of the act of Bia. What are the indications in the Rambam this is true? So one indication is the Rambam Shita, that Nesuin is Yichud. And typically we say that Eide Yichud, Hein Eide Bia. Right, so maybe the act of Yichud itself is already the beginning of Bia. The second indication is that the Rambam seems to go even further than just Yichud alone. The Rambam says, "At yachni sana lebesa v'nis yachirima v'yafrishenalo." So yafrishenalo seems to be in the sequence something stronger than just yichirima, right, some designation. So the Rambam thinks even if yichud in general is hein and edei bia, so here when it's yichud plus yafrishenalo kol shekein, you're dealing with a tchilas ma'isa bia. Third indication is that the Rambam himself in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph and Beis, the Rambam indicates that Bia works to create the Shem Nesua. Rambam says, Asu lavo alai bebeis chamiv. But if he's balel l'shem nesuin, then she becomes a nesua gemura. So Ram is machadesh that bia actually works l'shem nesuin. So chor that would be part of his shita that if chuppah itself is l'shem bia, so then bia itself kol shekain would work as a kind of nesuin. And we'll see that in a second. Fourth indication in the shita of Rambam, this is the case. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is livel b'kiddushin. Okay, so if you want to take livel b'kiddushin as referring to the bilas mitzvah, so the Rambam is saying the real mitzvah is not only to have kiddushin, but to have nesuin al yidei bia. Okay, that would work out very nicely with Rav Rambam and Rambam's read, that the Rambam thinks that the kiddushin and the nesuin are part of the mitzvah. And Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam says, livel b'kiddushin, right? Have kiddushin and nesuin together, that's the mitzvah in our Reshit Gimel. Fifth indication in the Rambam, maybe it's a diuk. The Rambam in Aleph of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says that kod matan Torah haidam pagei isha bashuk, and ratzo hu v'hi v'chulei. So Rambam says he's boala, v'tiye lo l'isha. Okay, kodem matan Torah, it sounds like the actual bia is defined as the maisa nesuin. When the Rambam contrasts it with lachar matan Torah, the Rambam says, so what do you do? So mirta yikne osa tchila b'fnei edim, v'achar kach tiye lo l'isha. So it sounds that if you, the achar kach tiye lo l'isha may be referring to a maisa bia. Right? Because remember, kodem matan Torah, the Rambam said that boala v'tiye lo l'isha. Tiye lo l'isha is defined as boala. L'achar matan Torah, the Rambam says that is yikne osa tchila v'achar kach tiye lo l'isha. So it could be, taking Rav Rambam and Rambam's read of the Rambam, it could be that that is the nesuin in Aleph Aleph. The nesuin is the maisa bia of tiye lo l'isha. If you look further in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, you'll see the Rambam says, whenever he talks about her being a nesua gemura, the Rambam says, afal pi shelo nivala. And again, in Perek Yid Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, afal pi shelo nivala. So whenever the Rambam refers to a woman being a nesua, Ayidei Chuppah, he says, even though they weren't boel. But it sounds like the ideal is to achieve some sort of bia, right? The chiddush is that Ayidei Nesuin, it's ke'ilu you were boel. So that's how the Rambam always prefaces it with afal pi shelo nival before. Okay, so it's a diuk. It's not mukhrach, but it hasn't stopped us in the past. So. Our sixth indication in the Rambam is the shita of the Radvaz in Chelek Vav, Simen Beza Lafim Shin Chaf Vav. The Radvaz is bothered by the Rambam Shita in Perek Yud Halacha Vav, where the Rambam says that if you forgot to make the Birchas Chasanim Kodem HaChuppah, so you could be Mivarcha Mafil Lachar Kama Yamim. You can make the Brachos even after several days. The Radvaz is bothered. The Rambam himself paskins that if you miss the Birchas HaMitzvah of Eirsin, you can't do it afterwards. And Sibrachal Vatala. So why for the Birchas Chasanim does the Rambam allow you Lavarcha Mafil Lachar Kama Yamim? So the Rambam suggests that the Rambam is referring to a case where they did not yet have bia. Okay, it's still kodem the bia. So the Rambam is being mechadesh that the birchos chasanin, the brachos of the nesuin, are still over la siyasa and kozma they didn't have bia. The implication is that the bia is part of the maisa nesuin. It seems to follow from the shita of the Radvaz. So those are six indications in the shita of Rambam that the maisa bia is actually very related to the chuppah. And it seems like the chuppah itself is a way of starting the maisa bia. Two achronim say this kimat mefurish. The marshal in Yamshel Shlomo and Perek Aleph Simon Yudzayin. He says, "How does the Rambam know that bia works for nesuin?" So he says, and I quote: "Svarahu chuppah eino kona el mipnesha hitzorech bia. The only reason why chuppah works is because chuppah is tzorech bia. Mikol shekain shebia atzma tikna." So it's a kal v'chomer that bia itself will be effective. So the Marshal says this explicitly. The Gra and Evan Ezer Simon Lamed Gimel. He says nesuin b'chol makom hu chuppah bia. Nesuin is always defined as the conjunction of chuppah and bia. Elo de chuppah levad gamkein kani shehi tchilas bia. This is a chiddush in the Torah that chuppah works alone. It's sufficient because it's the tchilas habia. Okay, so these express explicitly the idea that we're trying to medayik in the Rambam. So perhaps the rationale here is that it's not if. So you need some sort of link to connect the chuppah and the bia itself. So if the chuppah is ena roi l'bia, then all you have is a chuppah that's ena haschalas bia. But if the chuppah is roi l'bia, so then we could say that the chuppah is tchilas bia. Okay, so maybe that's why the Rambam paskins that a chuppah she'ena roi l'bia is lav shmei chuppah. A second approach to understanding the
Is what we're saying that the chuppah is like some sort of
Glad to know we're on a first name basis. Glad to know we're on a first name basis. I don't understand anything, but since you're saying Yamim Al Yimei when I walked in, I had to mock it on my cupboard.
So, would Rebbe say that we're saying in this Mahalik for the Rambam, we're saying if it's Bia, or just Chilas Bia is sufficient as like the preparation for Bia, that's all you need?
I think we're saying the Chuppah is Chilas Bia. That there's not a presumption that there was Bia, but that the act of Chuppah is Chilas Bia. I think that's what he is. Assuming that there's some sort of tziruf, and that tziruf is it has to be roi lekach. That's the idea.
So it's in the model of like hinim v'yichud hinim v'ya. Are we saying also when we're comparing to that? Are we saying also hinim v'yichud just means that all you need for kedushin is like tchilas v'ya?
I think so. I think that's how we're reading it for how eidei yichud work for kedusha v'ya. I think that's how we're reading it. Yeah.
So what is the answer, Shlomo?
Nam Shal Shlomo is he's in Poland somewhere, but it's in Perek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin. The second way of understanding a problem of Chuppas Nida and Chuppas Shein Rui Labia is that the Maisa Chuppa, according to the Rambam, is simply a Maisa Yichud. And if she's a Sura Labia, like a Nida, so then you could reconstruct an Isser Yichud. Okay, so it's kind of a circular way of getting there. Right, the reason why Chuppah Shein Rui Labia is Usur is because there's an implied Isser Yichud. And Isuin is defined as Yichud. What this explains is why it's Dafka the Rambam who holds there's a problem of Chuppas Nida, because the Rambam he's the one who defines Isuin as Yichud. But the problem is that you also have to figure out why, okay, so there's an Isser Yichud, but it's not clear why an Isser Yichud makes the Isuin ineffective. And remember, the Rambam says she's karusa dayin, right? So you have to say somehow that there's a deeper problem of yavud lomahani, right? If you violate the sisser yichud, somehow that blocks the entire nesuin from going into effect. Hakopan in the Ramban on Daf Dalet quotes the Rimi Gash. He has this shita explicitly that since a nida is asur lo lis yachid, so there's a problem of a chupas nida. What are some of the nafkamina between this view and the view we just expressed prior? So you'll have one kind of a nafkamina in cases where there's an iser bia, but nonetheless there's a heter yichud, as the Ramban and the Ran point out. One such case is a case where you didn't make the birchas chasanim. Right, so kala b'labracha asura labayla kenida. So you didn't make the birchas chasanim, so she's also bia, but she's mutar b'yichud. So according to the Rimi Gash, that the problem is in the yichud, so the nesuin should be effective. According to the way we explain the Rambam, the problem is in the actual bia, the nesuin would not be. Another nafkamina is a case of lo kasav la ksuva. Right? Remember, the Rambam said there's an iser yichud, there's an iser bia if you didn't write a ksuva. The Ramban says at best that would get you an iser bia, there's no way it would get you an iser yichud. Third nafkamina, it's pointed out by the Beis Shmuel. Let's say you're mekadesh this woman bibia, and then she becomes a nida. So the only time you have an iser yichud on a nida is if you didn't have bilas mitzvah yet, because you say takvo yetzer. Right? He has a yetzer hara to be boel her. But if they already had Bia Rishona, I use Mekayish Bia, so the Beis Shmuel says there would be no subsequent Isser Yichud at the time of the Nisuin, even though there would still be an Isser Bia Mamish, right? Because you can't be Baal and Nida. So that would be a third Nafkamina. Fourth would be a case of a Chola. Chola, she may not be Royal Bia, she may not be fit for Maisa Bia, but there's certainly no Isser Yichud with a Chola. Right? So that would be another Nafkamina between these views. In the other direction, you might have a case where you have an Isser Yichud, but there may not be a problem of Eina Ru'ya Labia. How do you have such a case? So I don't know, I just made one up. That, let's say the woman was Toveles, she's a Nida, it's the last day, she was Toveles by Yom, and she'll become Tahar Balayla. She'll become Tahar that night. And the Yichud, let's say, is Ben Ashmashos. So by the time the Yichud is done, so then she might already be Ru'ya Labia. Right? Even though at the time of the yichud itself, she's aser. Right? There's an iser yichud because she's a full nida. So you might have a case where the yichud itself is roi labia imminently, any moment, but nonetheless, there's still an iser yichud right now. Okay? So you have nafkaminas that seem to cut in both directions between these two explanations. It's very hard to say that this is the position of the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to hold that l'chatchila at least, you shouldn't have a chuppah kodem shetichtov akstava and kodem sheivarich birchas chasanim. Okay, so if the explanation for that is because the chuppah she'ena ruy labia, so then in those cases there's clearly no iser yichud. Okay, so it's very hard to explain the Rambam as understanding the problem here as being an iser yichud. What? Just doesn't seem to be any basis for it. Just because it's Serbia, Drabanon or so, it doesn't seem to imply an Isra Daraisa. That's the position of the Ramban and the Ran. Unless you think for the Ramban that there is in the Hanami. Could be. It just doesn't seem to. He doesn't say anything about there being an Isra Yichud. That's the. A third way of understanding the Chisaron in the Maisa to explain a problem of Chuppas Nida is to say that the definition of a Nisuin. This is something we discussed last time, is a kind of knisa l'rshusa. Right? The debate about what a nisuin is, whether it's chuppah, or whether it's prisas asuda, or whether it's bedekin, or whether it's ichud, those are debates about how to affect knisa l'rshusa. But the maisa nisuin is always going to be defined as a maisa knisa. So it could be that if the woman is ena ruy labia, so then the act which you're doing is not considered a maisa of knisa l'rshusa. Yeah, sure, physically, you're miyachid with her. Or physically, you brought her into your home. But if there's no heter bia, so we can say that's a meaningless act. Like the act doesn't signify a deeper knisa l'rshus. Okay, that's a suggestion. What does this hesber gain over the other two hesberim? So I think we could look at certain nafkamina. There's an assumption here. The assumption is that if we're talking about, let's say, our first scenario. If the explanation is that you need the chuppah, you need the yichud to be tchilas bia, then it seems that any block, right, any impossibility of bia, is going to say that it's not a chuppah she'ena ruya l'bia. It's only if the chuppah could transition into bia that we'll say it's chuppah ruya l'bia. If the point here, as we're saying now, is that it's about signifying a knisa l'rshuso, and it's possible that you'll have cases where technically she's ain't a ruya labia, but nonetheless, the maisa yichud is considered to be a maisa of knisa l'rshuso because it's matir other kinds of bia, even though physically you can't be boel. Okay, so I think that would be a nafgamina between, let's say, the first approach that we were suggesting, where you need the act of yichud to be the beginning of the act of bia, and this approach which says that knisa l'rshuso is defined by something that's ruya labia. Okay, so nafkamina being these cases where technically she won't be roi lekach, but nonetheless you have some sort of fundamental heter. So let me give some of the cases. Let's say the chisaron is in the baal. Let's say the reason why they can't have bia is because of a defect in the husband. What are some examples? So a sris, she'en lo gvuros anashim, right? Somebody who's impotent, so he can't be niskasha for a maisa bia. Or another case. What about a tumtav shebeitzav nikaros? So he's a tumtum. It's clear that he's a zachar, but he doesn't have an aver that's exposed to be boel. Okay, so these are two cases where it's going to be a chuppah she'ena ruya labia. But what do you want to say? You want to say that he can't have a... There's no nesuin? Someone who's impotent can't have a maisa nesuin? Can't get married? What do you want to say? Yeah. What do you think? What do you think the din is in these cases? So it's not clear, right? Like that's what we're asking. We're asking, is this din of ena ruya labia also mitzad isha or just mitzad isha? Okay. Ali, what do you think? Honestly, what you might say here is that maybe if the issue is knisa l'rshuso, so you might say that she was fully nichnas into his rishus. Right? The fact that he's not roy to be boel, fine, so that's a technicality. But was she nichnas to the full extent possible into the rishus of the baal? Yes. This baal can't be boel. Right? But there's no chisaron in the knisa l'rshus. Mash enke in a case, well, let's say she's a nida, she walks into his house and they have yichud. If there ain't a roy labia because of a chisaron in her nida, so you might say that wasn't a full knisa l'rshuso given what's available. Okay, but if mitzad ish, he's in a royal kaf, you might say that you still have a full knisa l'rshuso. Is that one possible nafkamina? Second nafkamina, would be a difference between a nida d'oraisa and a nida shetavua li nase, where rechoshesh v'dam chim would be drabanan. All right, the Rambam's, what?
Why would there be a difference between the ish and the ish?
Because it might be about how, to what extent you're nichnas into his rishos, right?
And what does it mean to be nichnas into his rishos?
So I think it means to be nichnas into his domain to the full extent possible. So for somebody she'en lo gvuros anashim, Biyah is not a degree of knisa into his rishos. But for somebody who's royal biyah, and let's say she's a nida or she's pierced a nida, so if they just have yichud and she's not nichnas lebiyah, so that's not sufficient.
So knisa rishos isn't determined objectively; it's determined by what he can do.
Correct.
The extent of actions.
There's no chisaron in his ma'isa kinyan if he's in a royal biyah, because he acquired her to the full extent possible.
But isn't that a chiddush in how we're saying,
yeah, that it means to require her to the full extent that you can. Yeah, but it is a chiddush here. But I'm trying to bring out the differences between viewing the issue here as a problem in knisa l'rishus and viewing them as, you know, problems in tchilas ma'isa biyah. I think if ein lo gvuros anashim, it's pashat not a tchilas ma'isa biyah, because the ma'isa biyah is possible, impossible. Right? But if you look at it as a kind of knisa l'rishuso, then it becomes possible to already make this chiluk. I'm not saying that this chiluk is obvious.
It just seems unlikely, right? It seems like a very, I don't know, it seems like a very arbitrary limitation on
Knisa Lushusa. Well, let me put it this way. A lot of Achronim think that the Nisuin of Misha Ein Lo Gvuros Anashim, that it's effective, is compatible with the Rambam Shita that Chupas Nida is not.
But couldn't that just be because of the between physical and halachic?
But even a chola. I mean, you might say that a chola. Well, other poskim think that. They think that a chola would not work.
The same poskim would say a chola doesn't work.
Seems like it, yeah. Yeah. We'll get to those other cases in a second. But that's the point. Whereas if it's all about tchilas ma'isa biyah, I think it's impossible to maintain that. That's the nafka mina. Yeah.
I still just don't understand what exactly it means to bring somebody to
the individual. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like asserting your authority over someone. Right? So Ram says that yachnisena lebesav and isyachirima v'yachrishena lo. It's kind of designation. So designation for somebody who's roi lebia has to be roi lebia. Designation for somebody who's not roi b'chla lebia, you don't need roi lebia. That's the argument. That's the chiluk we're making. I'm saying you can't make that same chiluk if it's about tchilas ma'isabia. Osiris doesn't have a tchilas ma'isabia at all. Right, I mean asserting your domain over the person. Right. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay, so another nafkamina would be a difference to be machalik between a nida d'oraisa and a nida drabanan because of tavu alinase and dam chimud. Right, this is mentioned explicitly by the Rambam in Yisurei Biyah. The Rambam thinks that this is chal. Okay. So again, it seems, and again, this is a bit, it's not muchrach, but it seems that if we're dealing with a tchilas ma'isa biyah, so even if the iser is midra banan, so if you can't be boel, then this is not a tchilas ma'isa biyah. Okay, that's what I think. I know it's not muchrach. However, if you're dealing with knisa l'rishuso, so you might say that in a case where he asserts himself in this ma'isa yichud, where it's roi l'biyah, right, so that's a full chuppah. The fact that midrabanan you can't be bo, that's like a side point. But in terms of knisa l'rishuso, you had a full knisa. That's a suggestion. That's also speculative. A third nafkamina might be to be mechalek between nida and kodem ksiva saksuva and kodem berchas chasanim. Right? The Rambam seems to say this explicitly. The Rambam says that if you do chupas nida, so she's karusa dayin. Right? It's as if you didn't do anything. However, if you do a chuppah of kodem, ksivas aksuva, or kodem, birchas chasanim, Ram seems to say you shouldn't do l'chatchila, but yeah, but it's fully chal. Even though all three of those cases are in a royal lebia. So you might say, once again, that chuppas nida is fundamentally in a royal lebia. She's an erva. His nisar bia d'araisa. She's blocked off. So there's no knisa l'rishuso. If it's technicality, if it's something lighter, like the Isser Ksuva or Kodem Bechas Chasanim, so you might say there's a Knisa L'Rishusa, and you're just missing some sort of side consideration. Right? So you may still want to view that as a Knisa L'Rishusa. So that might be a possible distinction as well. A fourth nafkamina, I think, would be, can we suggest that the nesu'in is chal l'chatzayin? Okay, so it seems to me that if the problem here is a chuppah that has tchilas ma'isa bia, that's a definition of chuppah. Chuppah is defined as the first act of bia. So then if it's ain't a royal bia, so you don't have a chuppah. Right, she's really ka'arusa adayin. However, if the point is knisa l'rshuso, so you might say that there are different degrees of knisa l'rshuso. There's knisa l'rshuso through a ma'isa yuchad v'yafrishan alo. And there's knisa l'rshuso through royal bia. And there's knisa l'rshuso in a different degree through ain't a royal bia midrabanan. Right, so if you want to say that all these different kinds of ikuvim create a different kind of ikuv in the chalos nesu'in, so it makes a lot more sense to view the royal bia here as a shir in knisa l'rshuso rather than a tchila of ma'isa bia. Okay, those are some speculations, but I hope that clarifies the category for us. A fourth way of understanding chuppah she'ena royal bia and chuppah nida relates not to the ma'isa but to the chalos. This is a little tricky to understand, but we were suggesting in Shir that in order for the Nesu'in to be effective, it has to affect the Ma'isa Bia. Okay, so we're kind of reverting the cart and the horse. Until now we were saying in order to have a Ma'isa Nesu'in, you need it to be Royal Abiyah. Right? Royal Abiyah is like the Ma'isa of Tchilas Bia, which creates a Nesu'in. Now we're saying that in order for the Nesu'in to have any force whatsoever, it has to be Matir Labiyah. A Nesu'in that's not Matir Labiyah is Lav Shmei Nesu'in. So, can we try to understand that any better? So perhaps it'll be helpful to relate this to something that the Gemara has in Kedushin in several places. That Kedushin Shein Masurim Labia is Lav Shmei Kedushin. I think Gemara says a Kedushin, which itself doesn't create a Heter Bia, is Lav Shmei Kedushin. As the Gemara has Mekadish Echad Mihei Achayos. You marry one of five sisters, you don't specify with one, since they're all Aser Dimi Safik, so the Kedushin is Nachal. I think Gemara is assuming that in order for a Maisa Kedushin to be effective, the Kedushin has to affect the Maisa Bia. I think here we're arguing something similar for Nesu'in. This would make a lot of sense if we actually try to connect the chisaron of chuppas nida by Nesu'in with a potential chisaron of kedushei nida at the time of the erusin. Just like the Nesu'in has to be affecting a heter, so too the kedushin itself has to affect it. So the Rambam has this idea in a very tempered way in Isha's Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, "Ein roi lekadesh in isha who's a nida." Shouldn't even do Kedushin. The Magen Mishnah there quotes a Yesh Misha Pirish. He doesn't say it in his own name. Sounds like he's trying to distance himself from the Svara. He says that maybe it's a Chashash that you might touch her when you're Mekadish her. Right? It's a Chashash you might actually, you know, knock her hand or something. But per se, there's no problem. There's a very interesting question. If you have a Chupas Nida, we're not Choshesh for the Ramam Shita. But you have our Chokos Nida in general, right? So you're not supposed to pass something to your wife who's a Nida. You're not supposed to throw things. So let's say you're another chuppah and it's chuppas nida. So we assume the chuppah is effective legamri. But how could you put the ring on her hand? Right, now how to pass things. Right, so some misogic kedushin will have you drop the ring into the woman's hand. That doesn't really seem to help because Rashi and the Tashbates all say that you shouldn't be throwing things either. Right, so how does that help the chuppas nida? So what's the head there in this case? The head there in public. You got to be bullying your wife and Nida in public. So that's not good. What's the value of no one knowing your wife's Nida? In times of the Gemara, they used to walk around in white clothes during the Melivuna. Right. So it sounds. Moshe points that out. That there doesn't seem to be such a thing. So what's the head there?
There's
no libo
like
gosh, if it's Kavada, you're with him.
What?
You're with him over here. So what's the heter? What? Well, yeah, it's a very sharp heter. The heter is that her chokos nida only apply to isha labayla, right? There's no iser, let's say, for someone who's not married to pass something to a woman who's a nida, because we're not choshes that they're going to be boel because there's no chavivos. They have no relation. So here the question at the time of the kedushin when you're giving her the ring, so you're not yet married. So maybe the chokos nida don't go into effect until after you're. Until after the condition of Skal. What? What's the Nesu'in Mikzas?
The Rama thinks that it's like a Gura. So
No, but it's not because of chuppah's nida. We're not choshish for the Rambam shita at all. We're just asking, under the chuppah, how could you put the ring onto her hand if she's nida? So the point is that she's only considered your wife after you put the ring on. So the harchagah is only going into effect after it's there already. That's a very sharp. It's very sharp hat there. And it's better than being mafia or bias nida for
house. Maybe that works with the
oh, we're gonna get to the tafnas paneah. Hold on. Okay. Good. So one way of understanding what's going on here with we think that even if the chuppah is happening before the kedushin, the chuppah can't be chal until after the kedushin. Right, I think we were very clear about that in Shir. That even if the Badekin is the chuppah, it's not chal until after the ma'aseh kedushin. I don't think so. That's the way we present it in Shir. I don't know.
But the second you put the ring on her finger, touch her hand, then we're not scared of that.
No, we're not saying touching. You shouldn't be touching her hand anyway, even if she's not your wife. But
just the passing.
Just the passing itself we're talking about. Yeah. So one way of trying to understand what's going on here with Nisu and Shainam Rilabia is to connect it to Kedushin Shainam Asur and Labia. And in fact, Ram seems to have this value of not being Mekadosh and Isha when she's a Nida. Right, so it might be because the Kedushin also quasi needs Ru'i and Labia, not to the same degree that Nisuin needs it, which I'll explain in a second, but certainly Lechatchila should have it. The Gonim on Daf Zayin, quoted in the Otsar Gonim on page 20, so they also seem to have this idea where they say that even when you're going to be Mevarech Brechas Chasanim, you should be sure of the Isha whether she's a Nida. Right, so it's not clear if they just mean Elinian Brachos. Some Rishonim had this notion that you shouldn't make brachos in front of a nida at all. So it could be that's just about the birchas chasanim. Or it could be that they think that you really, the chatchila, shouldn't be doing the nesuin, you shouldn't be doing the kiddushin even with ishto nida. So hold on 1 second. Yeah. Hold on. It's post lashon rishon. The Meiri objects to this line of reasoning. And the Meiri says, look, so davar pashut that kiddushin nida archal. So l'chora hu adin for nesuin, that nesuin nida should be chal as well. Okay. Now the Rambam and the Gornim are kind of disagreeing with the Meiri on 2 points. The Rambam and the Gornim are saying no, there is a problem for kiddushe nida. Okay. So they're arguing with the Meiri there, but they're also arguing with the Meiri and saying that we don't have to identify kiddushin with nesuin, because for nesuin for kiddushe nida l'chol adeos it's chal b'di'eved. For nesuin nida it sounds from the Rambam at least that it's not chal b'di'eved. So the argument of Meiri, both in saying that there is a problem for Kedushin Nida and in breaking the link between Kedushin and Nisun. Why would you break the link? Why would you break the link between them? So the Gonim are very explicit on Daf Beis, where they say, this is quoted also in the Otsar Gonim on page 2. So they say that since the whole theme of Nisuin is V'hitir lanu an Nisuas lanu adechob v'kedushin, so the Nisuin is only effective if it's Mechil and a Heter Isha Labayla. Kedushin, where the whole theme is Isser, V'asar lanos arusos, so we don't care that there happens to be an Isser that goes into effect, or an Isser that's Chal Bishas Kedushin. So it seems like the Gonim, and maybe the Rambam would say also that the difference between Kedushin and Nisuin pertains to the very nature. Kedushin, which is about Isser, is compatible with an Isha who's Asura. Nisuin, which is all about Heter, is incompatible with a woman who's Asura. Okay? So that's the idea that we're suggesting in Shir, that in order for the Nisuin to be effective, it actually has to be a matir befoel b'shas maisa. An interesting ramification of looking at the problem of chuppas nida this way, as pertaining to the chalos, that the chalos has to be a matir. So you might say that there's a way to get around the problem of chuppas nida. How would that be? So that might be the suggestion of the Mordechai and Simon Kufayin Ches, that if the Baal has das b'shas chuppah, that the Bia should be la'achar zman, la'achar shetitayer, so that's perfectly fine. Why? Because you've remodified the chalos nesuin. If his das is to be bo'al right now, then what you have now is a nesuin she'en ru'il in the Bia, and you have a problem. But if the husband's das is to be bo'al la'achar shetitayer, so in a sense he's redefined the ma'isa nesuin such that the nesuin is mechila heter. Because his das determines when that heter is going to go into effect befo'al. Okay, so the reason why I say this in the Mordechai is because it sounds like he's saying something strong in this vein. Read the Lashon very quickly. Some Simen Shimayin Ches, and Simen Kufayin Ches. Aval imodin lo shehi nida, va'afal pichin hu konsa l'chupa vada hiknuya lo miyad, kivan de osa chupa kidei livol kishetia tehora. Right? He's making the chupa kidei livol kishehi tehora. I said, it doesn't sound like he's talking about some sort of chashash mekach tos. It sounds like he's talking about how you're defining the Nisuin. So if you could somehow define the Nisuin as having a heter bia lachar zman, that's a Nisuin harui limbia. Okay. A third ramification of this view of the chalos having to be a matir. You might also say that if something is so external to the maisa Nisuin, so it's not going to be considered a Nisuin she'en harui limbia. Okay, so what's something that would be super external? So the Yushalmi and Yuma and Perek Aleph Halakha Aleph. Yushalmi follows the Mishnayis. In order for a Kohen Gadol to do that Avodah on Yom Kippur, he has to be a Kohen Gadol Nasui. Chiber Bado Vad Beso. Right, he has to achieve Kapara for himself and for his wife. So what happens in Mesa Ishto? So the Yushalmi says, oh, he just marries somebody else on Yom Kippur. And it's not sufficient to have Kiddushin. You have to have Nisuin. But she's only considered Beso L'Achar Nisuin. So Yushalmi says, you do Nisuin on Yom Kippur. So the Achronim asks, I'm so far as his kasha and dafnin vav. Well, what do you mean? The Rambam says that one of the five inuyim d'oraisa is tashmash amita. So isn't that a chuppah shein royal labia? Right, they're having a suin on Yom Kippur, and it's in a royal tashmish. So you might say over here that no, the nesuin itself in this case is certainly royal labia. What you have here is an ikuv mitzad acher. Right, you have milsa achriti here of Yom Kippur trying to impose the Isser, but it doesn't pertain to the actual heter of Nisuin. Mash Enke Nida, which seems to be more fundamental to the actual Chalos Nisuin. A fifth way of understanding the problem of Chuppah Shein Arui Labia, this also pertains to the Mice, let me just finish it and you can ask, is to take it very technically, this pertains also to the Chalos, I'm sorry, that the Chalos Nisuin is not effective at all. It seems to be the Ritva and Daf and Vav and Aleph, where the Ritva says that if the husband had das to be for chuppah of a kiddushin, and he had das to be boel, so then the chuppah and the kiddushin are now betalus. Okay? So here it seems to be a pure issue of das. That since you had das to be boel, now you find out she's in a ruya, so it's a mekachtos. Mekachtos on both the kiddushin and the nesuin. Okay? That's a fifth way of understanding what the problem of inner royal labia would be. Totally external consideration, nothing to do with the maisa, just that the chalos is prevented simply by virtue of your das. Yeah, you could ask something.
Why is it considered more external when it comes to Yom Kippur than when it comes to a Nida? She'll be mutter to him in extra.
Okay, so
time.
I think Nida is more internal because I'm going to explain, I'll explain later. I'm going to get to that. Get to itself mas panef. That's the answer. Okay, so those are five considerations as to what the problem may be. Three in terms of the Maisa, two in terms of the Chalos. An important nafkamina between looking at a mitzad the Maisa and mitzad the Chalos, i.e. the first three and the last two, is let's say you did a Chuppas Nida. Do you necessarily have to do another Maisa again? Do you have to do another Maisa again? I think we have this room until 12:30, because it's a Thursday.
Yeah, it's a Thursday schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rolovsky is next door, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's a very firm response.
It's very firm, right?
Yeah,
no. Can't budge an inch. So what's an important nafkamina? Let's say you did a chuppas nida. Do you have to do the maisa again? You might say that if the problem is in the Maisa, and the Maisa is totally ineffective, so you might say that you obviously need a new Maisa Nisuin. Right? You need a Maisa Chuppah, that's a real Abiyah. If the problem is in the Chalos, so you might say that the Chalos would be on hold until she becomes Ru'il Abiyah. You may say that. So this may be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Meiri. The Meiri is very clear. The Rambam seems to say that she's a Narusa Gemura Achati Taher. Rambam doesn't say that you need a new Maisa Nisuin. So you might say there's some prevention in the Chalos. Once she becomes a Tahora, now she's fully Bershusa. You might say that. It's not Mochach. The Meiri says the only reason why she's considered to be a Nisua Gemura Lachar Zman is because Mistama they had Harbe Yichudin after this Maisa Yichud. So let's say it was a chuppas nida, and now they're living together for 3 months. You could assume that there was some moment where they had yichud together in their house. So you could assume that there was a new maisa nisuin. Okay, so you have machlokas here, whether you need a new maisa whether it could be Sameich on the first. So here we move to a third issue in our sugya. And here we should just quickly try to distinguish between different kinds of Eina Ru'iyah Mubiyah. Right? So the case that the Rambam talks about is the case of Nida. What are these other kinds of Eina Ru'iyah Mubiyah? And why would it be Mechalik between them? So I just want to run through certain nafkamina very, very quickly. One nafkamina again is Kodem Birchas Eirsin and Kodem Ksivas Aksuva. What's interesting there is that unlike Nida, where Nida is going to become Tehora Lachar Zman almost automatically, right? Her status is going to change. We know the Shem Nida is going to be Paka. For Kodem Ksivas Aksuva and Kodem Birchas Eirsin, you need a real Maisa. Right? You're missing something in the Maisa Nesuin. More importantly, perhaps, is the fact that Ksuva and Birchas Chasanim are considered to be Chisronos in the actual Ishos. Right? You might say that a Chisaron in the Ishos is more problematic than a Chisaron in the Tara Sagavra. Okay? That's just one way to draw the line. This is discussed explicitly by the Ramban and Daf Dalet, the Ritvan Daf Beis, and the Ran and Daf Beis. Another kind of a case, which we already mentioned, are Chisronos Mitzad Ish. Problems that come from the husband. One such case is Ein Lo Gvuras Anashim, he's impotent. It's discussed by the Ber Yitzchak and Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simen Gimel. He thinks you're Kona. Okay, because he says the only problem of Chuppah Shein Ruyah Labiyah is Sheh Isha Mitzad Atzma is Ein Ruyah Labiyah. Right, the only problem you could have is a Chisar Mitzad Isha. But here, where the Isha is totally fine, he thinks the Nesuin is fully effective as well. Another nafkamina within Mitzad Ish is Tumtum Shebeitzav Nikaros. So this is a kind of case of Roy Lios Roy. Right? The reason why he's a Zachar Bevadai, he's Roy Shenikra Beitzav. Right? So it's Roy that he'll become Roy Labia. He's not Roy right now, but he may become Roy later. So Tosus and Yevamos and Nafai and Beitzav and Alice discusses that case. It's interesting to look into. A third nafkamina, a third case, is going to be an isha shecholsa v'natza lamus. What a woman who's sick and she's going to die. The Rosh discusses this in a tshuva and Simon Nun Dalid, Simon Beis. He says the chuppah is not chal at all. Everyone asks on the Rosh, how could that be? The Rosh is the Baal HaShita who holds that chuppah asnida is kona, and the only issue is tosefes. So why does the Rosh who holds the chuppah asnida is kona, why does he hold that chuppah schola hanota lamus is not kona? So the Taz and Samach Aleph Beis says, oh, shiny Nida, because Nida is going to become Tahar. You could project the fact that she's going to become Tahar. Mash Enkein Chola, where you can't project the fact that she's going to be healed. The Chelkas Mechokek in Samach Aleph Dalet says the exact opposite. He says, even the Rambam, who holds that Chuppas Nida is not Chal, he will admit that a Chola, Chuppas Chola, is Chal. They pump back air from the Rosh. Right, the Rosh is saying, even if in general Chuppas Nida is Chal, Chola will not be Chal. Chalkas Mechokek is saying, even if in general Chuppas Nida will not be Chal, like the Rambam, Chuppas Chola would. Why? Because she's Roy L'Hara. Right, she's Roy for a Miktsas Maisa Bia. Our fourth Nafkamina is Pchusa Mibaz Gimel Shanim V'Yom Echad. The Gemara discusses this in Sanhedrin. Because they aim Biasa Bia. Ramban on Daf Dalid. Ramban says this is true. Even the man da Amar Chuppas Nida Kona. Right, so even if you hold like the Rush that Chuppas Nida is Kona, a Chuppa Pchus Mibas Gimel Shan V'Yomechad is not going to be Kona because she's not even Isha. Right, she doesn't even have the shame of a woman. The Mishnah Melech and Isha's Gimel Yud Aleph disagrees. He thinks Faker. He thinks that the only problem with Pchus Mibas Gimel Shan V'Yomechad is a problem in Truma, which is the context of the Gemara. And the reason why she can't be Ochelos B'Truma is not because the Nesuin's not Chal, but because even though the Nesuin's Chal, there's still a chash that this young girl will go back to Beis Aviyah. She doesn't have full das about being in her husband's home. Okay, so it's a localized issue in Hochos Trumos. Fifth case is this case of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Yushami Numa Aleph Aleph, that in Mesa Ishto you could do Knisa on Yom Kippur. So the Chassam Sofer says, Shiny Hasam, because it's only Mechusar Zman. Right? If you wait till that night, she's going to be Mutter. Right? So there's no fundamental Iko of Bishas Maisa. Right? It's Iko of Yom Kippur. Wait a couple hours and Yom Kippur will be gone, and then it'll be Roy Labia. The Yad David says the opposite. The Yad David says Kamash Malan, that the Rambam's wrong. Kamash Malan, the Yushami disagrees, and the Yushami holds that Chuppas Nida is Kone. Chuppas Chasanim, he says some cryptic thing. That Shiny Hacha, that the Yom is Ma'akev. Not sure exactly what he means. Okay, so these are all discussions in the Rishonim and the Poskim. Are you going to distinguish between the paradigm case of Nida and all these satellite cases of Ksuva, Pchusa, Chola, Yom Kippur? Fine. But why would we say that Nida is fundamentally different? Okay, this is where we get to the Tzafnas Paneach. Why would you say that it's Nida and Nida only? Right, barring these kind of external considerations of like, oh, she'll become Tar, she's Mechusar Maisa. So you might say that there's a specific problem with Nida. The Tefnas Paneach in Tshuva has a very sharp formulation where he says that a Nida is almost Ke'eshes Acher Legabe. Kind of what we saw in the Shiti Shana about an Arusa. She's Ke'eshes Chavera. What does he mean that she's Ke'eshes Acher? L'chore, he means that when a woman becomes a Nida, it's not just that there's an Iser Gavra. Right, the point is that there's actually a chisaron in the ishus at the time that she's a nida. The Gemara sounds that way also. The Gemara says, "Bekoshi hitiru nida liskashi bifnei baila." Right? It was like almost a big chiddush that they allowed a nida to put on makeup in front of her husband because she's defined almost as an erva. Right? The Gemara even says she, nida. The Torah says that nida is an erva. Right? So it sounds like there's a real shame erva here, and the erva creates a chisaron in the ishus. The Gemara Maseches Kala, when it tells you that the Birchas Chasanim are critical, the Gemara says, Kala below bracha, asur lebaila kinida below tvila. The Gemara seems to say that these Birchas Chasanim, which are effecting the Nesuin, so without them, she's like a nida below tvila. It's a very strange analogy, right? You're comparing an Isha, kodem Nesuin, kodem Birchas Chasanim, to a nida l'achar Irsin. And what kind of a comparison is that? That's the chore what the Gemara is getting at here. Is that a nida is a chisaron in the ishus? The Gemara elsewhere quotes the position of Rameir. Rameir says, why the Torah asur nida? It says lechaviva abayla kisha shenichnas alechupa. Right, the reason why the Torah creates iser nida is that the marriage shouldn't be stale; they shouldn't become too regulated to each other. So it says she's asur kisha shenichnas alechupa. It's very fascinating. Why kisha shenichnas alechupa? Right, it sounds like after the state of Nida, you're going back to the state of the Tchilas HaNesu'en. The Ramban Al Torah, explaining the Isser of Nida, the Ramban says that the reason why the Torah asked the Isser of Nida is because the Torah only wants relations Litzorech Puruvu. And it's well known that a woman, when she's a Nida, so she can't conceive a child. So the Torah puts the Isser Nida into effect so that to make sure that you're only having Bia to create children. Okay. So how do you explain this? So to take the Ramban, for example, we explained a while back that the mitzvah of Puruvu seems to be a shear in the Ishus. Right? You're not dealing with a separate mitzvah of Puruvu and marriage, but that the marriage is somehow strengthened by Puruvu. Maybe what the Ramban is getting at is that the moments when she's a Nida, when it's in a royal puravu, at those moments there's an actual shir, there's a chisaron in the ishus. Right? So it's not just an ishus that has children, but an ishus that at the times when the relationship is fit to create children, so then there's like a full shame ishus. The moments where it's not royal lekach, then there's some sort of a chisaron. Maybe this is what the Gemara is getting at also when it says lechava bai lekisha shenichnas alechupa. The point is that when there's a state of nida, there's a chisaron in the ishus. When the nida is over, so then it's going back to the initial state of kishas knisa l'chuppa. So you might say what's going on here is that the reason why nida is a specific problem for a chuppas nida is that the whole point of nida is that there's a chisaron in the ishus at those moments. And when nida is over, you're reverting back to the tchilas hakidushin. Right? You're back to the full state of ishus. Maybe the Torah is saying that it's impossible to have a nesuin, which is starting off the ishus, in a state where there's a chisaron. Right, it's not just an Isser Gavra, it's not just an Isser Tashmish. The point is there's actually some sort of flaw in the Ishos at those moments. So the Rambam's telling you that Chuppas Nida Dafka, forget about Yom Kippur, forget about all these other things. And forget about a Ksuva, forget about Brechas Chasanim. Here we're dealing with like a real Pagam, Ke'eshes Acher Legabe, like the Tzafnas Paneach says. So maybe that's why we're dealing Dafka with Anida. One final discussion, very quickly. Can we talk about on Nesu'in L'chatzayin through Chuppas Nida. Okay, so until now we've discussed what's the source for the Rambam Shita of Chuppas Nida. We discussed what the rationale for the Chuppas Shina Ruy Labia is. Okay, five interpretations. And then we just briefly saw distinctions between Nida on the one hand and these other kinds of cases. But now I want to know about if Chuppas Nida is effective, can we talk about it being effective L'chatzayin? Okay. So at the very least, we know from the Gemara and Daf Dalid that if she's a Nida, and even if you want to say like the Rosh that the Nesu'in is Chal Gamri, it gives the Baal his chus to be Toein that he doesn't want to be Kones and he's Pater Mimizonos. At the very least, if it's in a Royal Labia, the Baal has a chus to say that I'm not going to be Kones and we can't force him to. Because there's some problem with a Chuppas in a Royal Labia, even if not in the Chalos, but in terms of forcing the Baal. That's at the very least. The next level, you have the Rosh and the Ran, who seem to say that Tosefes Ksuva is only Chal if she's Roy Labia, even though the rest of the Nesu'in is Chal Legamri, even if she's Eino Roy. Okay? It could be the Magen Mishnah, I'm not sure. The Magen Mishnah, the Rambam says that the whole seems to say the whole Ksuva is not Chal, unless it's Roy Labia. So you may distinguish between Tosefes and the whole Ksuva. Maybe a distinction. Third level, Rabbeinu Kreskes on Daf Dalet, also quoted in the Meiri, holds that the Chuba is Kone Legamri Chutz Mimizonos. Okay, so the Nesu'in is Chal, Yarsha, Metameila, Heter Bia, but there's no Chiyu Mizonos. Right, so maybe somehow the Mizonos is some Bedafka Taluya on Roy Labia. So Rabbeinu Kreskes on Daf Dalet. Yeah, Meiri quotes it also. Fourth Shita is Beis Meir in Simen Samech Aleph. So he says that nothing is effective except for Heter Isha Labayla. Because they have a full Nesu'in, Chutz Mi Heter Bia. The Ha'aros on the Ramban to Daf Dalid is a fifth Shita. So he likes the Beis Meir and he thinks that. Just Heter Isha Labayla, the Beis Meir. Beis Meir just Heter Isha. That's the only thing that. Sorry, I said it backwards. The Beis Meir says that it works only for Heter Isha Labayla. Nothing else is effective. Is that how I said it, or I said the opposite? Yeah, so that's how I said it? Okay.
Kind of ironic, isn't it? Isn't that kind of ironic that the problem is that it's not
really a Because I don't think it's ironic. The way we said it in Shir, it's ironic. Because we were saying Pumfakar in Shir. But we'll get there. I'll explain in 1 second. So Beis Meir Shita is that the only thing that goes into effect by Chuppas Nida is the Heter Isha Labayla. Maybe it's, we'll see in a second. Fifth Shita is the Haros of the Ramban on Daf Dalin. He thinks that it's Heter Isha Labayla plus Yerusha. Whatever, he tries to bring Raya from the Gemara later on, I think on Daf Mem Vav. It's Heter Isha Labayla plus Yerusha. In Shir, we were suggesting Bedas Rambam, Fakared of the Beis Meir, that the only thing that's held back at a Chuppas Nida is the Heter Isha Labayla. So you have full Nesu'in, but no Heter. So here we brought some rayas. We pointed to the Rambam in Parak Yud where he says that if you did a Chuppas Nida, the brachos are not betalim. Right? You don't have to make the brachos again. So clearly there's some sort of chalos which was chal b'shas chuppa such that it's not a bracha vatala. So we said that's because most of these dinim go into effect. We quoted the Rambam Shita on Yesh Chuppa L'psulos. But the Ram holds clearly that the chuppah is effective l'inyan passeling the isha for truma. Right, it's clear the Ram holds the chuppah is effective. Ram doesn't tell you how far it's effective. So we said, it's effective l'inyan all the mundane things, the dinim amenis. It's not effective l'inyan heter isha labayla. Okay, so why do we say that? Why do we say this in Shir? And this is what you're touching on with irony. Right? But what's ironic about the fact? Well, let me explain. I think the rationale that we were getting at in Shir is that in order for a chuppah to be Roy Labia, it has to be Roy Labia. In order for a chuppah to be Matir Bia, it has to be Roy Labia. The only connection between those two things, it seems, is Bia. Right? But why should Roy Labia itself be a Matir of Bia? Right? It sounds somewhat circular. What the Beis Meir is saying is kind of intuitive, actually. Beis Meir is saying is that what's matir what puts into effect the mizonos and the yarsha and the metame law? The fact that now they're right for intimacy, right? That makes sense. That it's the expectation of intimacy or leading or.
Being matter intimacy, you are making it right intimacy, and therefore with mela, you should add the other parts of it.
But what triggers all these other dinim is the fact that they're intimate. You've created this existential I-Thou relationship through Nisuin. That's only there if it's Royal Bia. That I understand. What triggers the Heter Bia? Knisa L'Rishuso. Right? The fact that she's in his Rishus now. Why should expectancy of Bia be a Matir of Bia? I understand that expectancy of Bia now triggers all these other dinim that reflect that they're more intimately related. Fine. But why should expectancy of Bia itself be a Matir of Bia? That's what we're assuming in Shir. As the Beis Meir is saying, that's not true. Fakir, it's the Maisa Chupa which triggers the Heter Yishal Labayla, Knisa L'Rishuso. Now she's out of her father's possession, she's in the possession of the Baal. What triggers all these other dinim is the fact that now they're existentially entangled. Now that I understand. But what we're saying in Shir, and this is why I think it's not ironic, what we're saying in Shir is to say that it's the expectancy of Bia which creates Bia. So I think what the rationale for what we said in Shir is the idea that the Chalos Nisuin has to affect the Heter. And if the Chalos Nisuin doesn't affect the Heter, then somehow it's not. I don't fully understand the rationale for that Shita. So maybe if anybody has a better explanation for it, they could speak now. Robbie, you want to give it a try?
The assumption is that for the base Meir, there's any Mizonos and the Harsh and Dharma all
the expectancy of Bia, Kibas Bia.
Existential bond.
Good.
I don't think that's the question at all. I think it's a massive finish. Say that regarding the Mominous, like Mizonos, unless you want to take Rabbi's Malach and Chicks as well, to the extreme, say that these things are based on, especially when you look at the Gemara and Daf, and Bob and Zion.
Even if you don't take it to an extreme, that's what we were saying for Sherek Sifona. That's what we were saying for Sherek Sifona. It's totally on the existential relationship. That's why it's not totally on the Kenyan. But explain to me why expectancy of Bia should be a Matir Bia.
That, if you think that the Heter Isha Labal is the highest form of Nisun, meaning that now they officially have an intimate relationship, and that's going to be the last step of the Nisun. There's not going to come forth. First, you need all the Kenyan, you need the Kedushin, you need all the Kenyan. You need the first dog, you need the service. And then finally, when they accomplish all those basic Kenyanic foundations, that's when they can live Kisha.
Well, you haven't told me this more intrinsic connection between Heter Bia and Royal Bia.
So, I think, to me, that is.
To me, it sounds like Bia can't cause Bia. Right? It makes sense that expectant Chibas Bia could create Mizonos v'chule. Just like the Gemara says, it triggers Tosefes Ksuva. There's nothing ironic about that.
If you're going to say that.
Right? It sounds like you need something independent of Bia to create a Heter Bia.
If you think Heter, I'm not necessarily addressing that point directly. I'm saying that Heter Isha.
Why not that? Why not address it directly?
Does it make sense that Heter Isha Labal is the highest point of Nisun? Could be the final nail for Nisun.
I don't know. That sounds like Misa is the high point of. Like the end of Nisun, like the goal of. I don't know if it's Heter Isha Labal. I don't know why it's like such a. The teleology of Nisuin is all focused on Heter Tashmish. It doesn't strike me that way.
I'm on your side.
So I'll support
for Kola.
Okay, so I'll call upon Belzar. Well,
could it be that the idea is based on like the Granat that Rabbi kind of took the Granat idea to like be machalic between the Rambam and the different. What the chup is. So the Granat says that the reason why Yichal Arayla Bia gets Bia, Heter Bia, is because all Kenyanim have to be like, the Maisa of Kenyan has to like be Me'in the Kenyan, attached to the Kenyan. So he says for like Yerusha and like all that stuff that goes with like Usir Lushus Abal, so just since it's like a Kenyan Begufo, just being in Rishus is enough. But a Kenyan Latashmish for the Heter Bia, so the Kenyan has to be Me'in Tashmisha, which is this Yichud Royal Bia.
Yes, I think that the Yichud here would be Me'in Tashmisha, right? That's the point. Yichud Yichud Royal Bia.
Right, but it seems like you'd have to have Yichud Royal Bia.
Why? As I understand. Why?
Because the Tashmisha Bia
in order for me
is not seclusion. It's
in order for me to be Yorish, I have to be Roy to be Morish. this seems like a strange condition.
I don't know if Yerusha works the same way, but so I think the idea is that
so it's the idea. In order for me to be kone bikinyan agav, I have to be roilios nikne bikinyan agav.
Why? I mean, you're not buying yourself. You're buying the woman. So the woman has to be roil via. The object which you're being kone bikinyan agav has to be somehow roy to be nikne. Or the maisa has to be something representing the kind of relationship you're going to have with that object after you're kone.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't hear this far. Okay, but give us something to think about until tomorrow.
Some analysis.
1 o'clock. Okay. We'll think about it. Okay, so we'll pick up, I think, tomorrow. Robbie's giving on Tanai Begitin. Right? Onis Begitin. 1 o'clock. Good. Sure.
Yeah.